2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown. I'm Cash Keg, and I'll be joined again with Mutt to do a position-by-position breakdown, as well as answer any questions you might have on tonight's 11-game massive slate. But before that, if you are not already following me on Twitch, please give me a follow, turn on the notifications so you know when we go live. And starting today, we're going to start doing this at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time instead of noon, Monday through Friday, just to get it out a little bit earlier. And if you're not a member of DFS Army, please sign up at the link below or over in the chat. Use promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off. And that includes all sports, not just NBA, but everything. And we do everything at DFS Army. So without further ado, how you doing, Mutt? How was last night? How did it treat you with...
Last night sucked.
It was rough, man.
It was, DS just kept spitting them out no matter what settings I put on them. So usually to me, that's a sign like, okay, the DS usually knows. So I trusted it and can't foresee injuries. So
no, you can't. And I think, you know, when I was talking about fading AD on FanDuel, well, he was 12-5. And if Luka and Young would have both hit 50 or 55 around there, which is not totally unlikely for them, I think AD would have been out of play for the most part because the value didn't smash or anything. It hit 20. So it just was a, you know, a combination of things where, you know, that happened. And then instead of the optimal, I think was more top heavy point guards and punting down at the center and power forward, it flipped itself because of those injuries and how bad Luka was. So it's one of those things where it happens and it, you know, is what it is. We just get back on the horse and play this massive 11 game slate. I think we got a good one.
Yeah, still way up on the year, so it's fine with me.
For sure, for sure. So, yeah, let's first go over some injuries real quick, man. I think we got a bunch of them. I guess we could lead off with Steven Adams. He's questionable with a knee. You know, that opened up a little bit of Nerlens Noel. But we talked about it. They could probably go a little small if we have injuries on both sides. So
yeah,
I don't know how excited
Collins
I am about
playing
him. Yeah, with Collins out as well. And Whiteside, just a dumpster fire. You know, yeah, he could crush for a couple minutes. But if they go small, he won't be able to keep up. So Willie Cauley-Stein's back in our life with Golden State. With Looney being out, they kind of need that because they've just been a sieve all around. But it kind of muddles up the whole situation in the front court. I don't know if I'd want any part of it. I don't know how many minutes Willie's going to get. It's not like he's cheap. He's 5,500 on FanDuel. I think he's like high fours on DraftKings.
I'm probably thinking like 20-ish.
Yeah,
tops.
I don't see them pushing him too much. Let's go here and look real quick.
For point guards, we got Elfrid Payton's out. Reggie Jackson is out.
Yeah, the big one is New York, man. What's the...
DSJ, they have him as questionable. But I don't think he flew with the team.
He didn't travel with the team. So we got both. If him and they're out, we're going to all the Barrett we can handle, right?
Yeah. 7,200 on FanDuel. Lock him in cash.
It's going to be real hard not to. But, I mean, like we talked about a little bit with Trier before and Nila Quinta. I can't play Nila Quinta. I can play some Trier a little bit, but GPPs only.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard. Really hard to go there.
Just do yourself a favor. You know RJ's going to play.
A ton. He played just 40 minutes last game, you know?
Yep. Just
probably going to see something
similar. He's the only one that's going to have guaranteed minutes on that Knicks team with Fizdale, so just save yourself the headache.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, and then the other big situation, we talked a little bit about with Collins still being out with Portland and how that could open up things again, you know, with Hazonia last time. You know, Tolliver saw the start. But, you know, Tolliver, you know, Hazonia didn't do anything great, but he still put up almost 30 minutes and saw like he had like 10 rebounds, 5 points or something like that. So
yeah, he six times.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't mind going back there. But the big thing is that Boston front court, man. I mean, if, you know, we already know Cantor is out, and if Theis doesn't suit up, man, Time Lord and Grant, right?
Grant's your cash guy. Time Lord's your GPP guy.
And they're going to play all the minutes. I mean, there's nobody else there that's going to suck this.
They don't have anyone else.
So, yeah.
Tatum will play some minutes at the four. Right. But
yeah, they should play a ton of minutes. So, another guy we got to look at coming back is, I think Harry Giles might come back. He's close to playing. And if he does play, that muddles up that whole Sacramento front court. I don't really want to touch it if he comes back. It just thins those minutes out for him.
I think we're gonna have enough value that we don't really need to touch it.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
Especially in Boston.
Yep. And then we talked a little bit about Lamb. You know, he practiced yesterday. He comes back. That hurts the Brogdon value, or the Brogdon play, I should say, not value. They've priced
him up.
Kind of
kills the value, yeah. And then he was going like 50-plus. Now he's like 8.2 or something like that.
Yeah, 8.2 on FanDuel.
That's like right at value.
Yeah, it's hard to – now, if Lamb was still out, I have no problem going to Brogdon, but it's let's start at the top here, man. Let's Westbrook, Washington, 10K. I don't know if you need to do it on this slate.
No, I don't think Washington can hang with them.
No, I don't either.
It's going to take a miracle for them to keep that close.
Yeah. I don't think you need to go there. Irvin's been balling out though, man. Kyrie's, yeah. I still think he's too scoring dependent, but
I agree.
And I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's just a bias. His usage though is insane. You know, 40%, 38% last game. You know, his assists are up, I guess, than compared to what I'm used to. You know, he had 7 last game, 5 and 7. Rebounds are there, so the shots are insane. That first game against Minnesota, he took 33. Last game, he took 27. So, but at 10-2, man, I mean, it's not like I won't have him in my pool. I mean, 63, 41, and 76. So he's got the upside. It's just, man,
I'd rather play falls. Steph for 600 less.
I would as well. Against Phoenix, I'd much rather play Steph. I'm with you. I can't play Lillard. 9,900.
McCollum's taking on a bigger role in that offense too. So
I don't think you need to go there.
Steph against a slightly hobbled Ricky Rubio is very entire in the hammer game is very, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Sean just mentioned DSJ is officially out now. Fizdale said he didn't make the trip. Yeah. I didn't think he made
that makes sense.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett, cash lock.
Yeah, but Fizdale.
Don't even have to think about it.
He said Neil Keenan may start, but didn't want to commit. I don't give a damn what you're saying, Fizdale. Barrett's going to be out there. He's going to have the ball in his hands. And don't play games. Don't be playing freaking Neil Keenan if he starts, man. I don't want any part of that junk.
No.
So screw that nonsense, man. Just play Barrett. Lock him in the cash. 9-5 for Simmons. I can't do it unless that team is, you know, missing some folks, man. If they're healthy, it's really hard to get in on that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. Anyone in this 8K range at all, man? Like I said, Brogdon, Fox, Lowry. Lowry's 8K.
I think Lowry's priced. He's literally right at value because he's like 39, 46, 35, 39.
He's been playing some massive minutes here. I mean, 36, 37 minutes. Like, I just think, you know, it's like every time you think about playing the guy, he kind of burns you. At least, you know. But I think it's between, you know, if we did have Lamb out or, you know, Sumner or something like that, if he was questionable, if he sat, I think I'd rather play Brogdon over Lowry. But if you're in this range,
I agree.
Playing either one of them. But I still would lean the Brogdon side over Lowry. Chris Paul, 7K, I can't do that, man. That's a big drop-off from 8K down to 7K range. Rozier, Paul, Bledsoe. Man, what the hell's happened to Bledsoe, man?
I don't know. I saw a lot of people playing George Hill in cash the other night.
Yeah.
And I was
I know he was cheap. He was like 3,800 on DraftKings.
Yeah, but still.
But
like,
I think it's too risky.
Yeah.
Because
Bledsoe's still playing. He was like, the first game back, you knew he wasn't going to play much because he hadn't played all preseason. But then it's like he played 33 minutes against Miami, and then people like put George Hill in cash against Cleveland. And I was like, granted, yeah, it's probably going to be a blowout, but George Hill?
No.
Nope. It was a big slate, too.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go there. No.
The upside's not there for Bledsoe.
No, it's not. I mean, he's a guy you just X out of your all sites.
Rubio's been solid.
Yeah.
He's in.
Yeah.
And Phoenix is hanging with teams, too. They're hanging with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, Ruby at 6,500 has upside, for sure.
In
that's
GPPs.
A decent price on him. GPPs, I can't trust that. But you know, Golden State's not a juggernaut defensive team. You know, they're a sieve.
Phoenix has played much better opponents than Golden State so far this year.
Yeah,
I honestly like stacking that game late, and then just watching yourself climb up the leaderboards. That's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. I mean,
because you get nervous at the beginning of the night because you're like not cashing anything, and then when you wake up the next morning
and you could do it in this game, you know, you can run Rubio or stinking good lord, man, Booker, and then you know Curry and
Oubre
on the other side back. I mean, that's the stack I would roll with if you're going to run the two.
Even add Oubre.
Yeah, Oubre in this matchup, but definitely a great play on small forward.
Even Glenn Robinson's been producing.
He has. He's been a lot better. There's a man, who was it that went off the other night? Damian Lee went for like a 40 booger, man. I was like, what in the world is that? I think that's more of an outlier, you know? It's like, how did that dude put
that
up 40?
That was Kerr fucking with the rotation, and he just happened to be playing well at the time. That's all that was.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't. Tony says, "Who would defend Lowry if Jackson is out? Rose? No. I mean, Rose don't start, so it would be Frazier who would start.
You know?
So I'm not really worried about who guards Lowry. It's as if his shot's falling, how aggressive he wants to be. That's always been with Lowry. Sometimes he seems to be in it, sometimes he doesn't. So down in this 5K range." Dinwiddie, Sexton, Smith. I don't know. None of these guys really interest me.
No.
Fultz
has been playing well.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, he's looked solid. He's just
he's
not getting the minutes. Yeah. He's not – well, he's getting the minutes, but he hasn't
– you know, I mean
– it's less than a fantasy point per minute, which is not what you're looking for when your guy's getting 20 to 24 minutes.
No, and we could talk about a guy a little bit down here, like – that we talked about a little bit that no one will be on. It's in Cleveland.
Kobe.
Old big head himself, man. Little hair. Kobe.
I'm going back there tonight in GPPs for sure.
I am too.
You have to.
That it's going to, I mean, once his shot starts falling that game, they just ride with him.
And plus plus he's dudded the last two games.
Yep.
No, I think you can get him at like less than 7% ownership again tonight.
Way, I think it'll be sub 5 on this slate for sure. Yeah. I think if we look at anyone below this, Tim Frazier's 3,500. I don't get excited about that play.
No.
You know, I just don't. He's just not going to win you a GPP. I remember some Tim Frazier of old where we've had some, you know, monster games. But, I mean, look at this, 20 minutes.
He didn't have D-Rose behind him.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's a completely different situation. And maybe in some April basketball when they sit everybody. And these guys become viable.
No, I don't think you need to go there.
I don't either. I don't think there's better value to be had. But there's no reason talking about most of these other guys down here. Like I said, I don't really want anything to do with that Nick backcourt except for Barrett. So I really don't have nothing down here at all, man. So let's go over to shooting guard. Are y'all getting into DK? Well, let's first go back and talk about DK prices for point guard and see if anyone stands out. Tim Frazier's 3,200 over there.
Yeah.
Again, I can't do it. Fultz, 4,100. I'm sure some people will play Frank Ntilikina, 3,100 on DraftKings.
Not me.
I just can't really go there.
Rubio 6200.
Rubio's a little interesting. 6200. Man, there's not like anyone that's just, you know, Lowry 7400.
No one really popping out at me.
Not at point guard here. Like I said, Fultz at 4100 is a little interesting, but
I mean, Shabazz at 3.6 isn't bad. He's been seeing some solid run.
Yeah. Let me slide this over here and we can.
You can get you 20 to 25 at 3.6K.
Talk about DraftKings as well. Pull that up. Yeah. There's just nobody that.
The George Hill thing.
Yeah. What's
first game, 31 minutes, 23 fantasy points. Second game, 29 minutes, 17 and a half.
Third game, 3,500 though. Man.
19 minutes, 38 fantasy points. He's not scoring 2 fantasy points per minute again. That's not happening.
No. I mean,
he's a less than a fantasy point per minute guy.
He shot 7 for 10.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. I think he's going to be more popular than he should this game. But yeah, there's not a ton. Like I said, you're going to see some guys on Frank if he starts. I just think that's more of a trap. Play than anything else, so I only have a lot.
He's on my short list for value traps today.
Is he on your short list? Yeah. I could see him being on there. So Andrew, RJ Barrett, once we get there, that's your cash game lock you just throw in there. He might be a lock all in general here, but let's go shooting guard over on FanDuel, man. James Harden, 11K.
I don't think you need to.
I don't think you do. I don't think Washington's gonna be able to keep up with these guys
at all. No. I really don't. Especially, Beal hasn't really been playing that well either. And if they're going to keep it close, they're going to need him to carry them.
Yep.
I just don't see it.
Nope. Yeah, Andrew, on DraftKings or FanDuel, Barrett, it doesn't matter. He's a cash lock for me. He's going to see a ton of minutes. Just lock him in and cash.
Devin Booker, 8,500. Yep. Love that price.
This is the play tonight where
– yeah. I'm thinking to stack that game.
Yep, 8,500 here. It's a great matchup. Again, it's that hammer game. Great having him come off kind of a dud right there.
And on a big slate, you'll see a lot of people playing the early games.
Yep.
Just so they can see themselves winning for a little bit. And then the late games never get the ownership they should.
They don't.
That Booker at 8,500, I love that.
Yep, that's that's tasty, and he has upside of 50 to 60. We'll see it a couple times a year, and this is one of the spots where I think he can get there.
Coming off a down game against Utah, too, which we kind of knew was going to happen anyway.
Coming down here and Russell. If you play Russell, it's a thing. If you play Russell, don't play Steph. At the prices that they're
not
at,
in the same lineup.
Not in the same lineup. So just make a rule, whatever you're doing, and say, hey, I'm going to play, either or. Don't put them in the same lineup. But they're,
somebody asks this question all the time. Harden.
Yeah, and they ask this question all the time. It makes sense when they're like value plays, 3 to 4K. Like you're talking Time Lord. Let's say just example, Time Lord and Grant Williams. I don't mind playing them guys together because they're cheap. They can both get the value. Guys like this are not going to – they're not going to exceed value together when they're expensive like this. So just make a rule. They're not in the same lineup. Especially on an 11-game slate, man. Don't do it.
One or the other.
Yep, one or the other.
If anything, if you're going to run out – Russell.
Yep.
Booker. Ping pong with Booker. Yep. That's the play, not Steph.
Yeah. Yep, I agree completely. What's this, these other 8K guys, man, what do you think about Mitchell, Gildas Alexander, Levine? Any interest in those guys?
SGA, he's been playing well, but I mean, he's right at value. I mean, he's 38 the last two games. Mitchell, tough matchup against Utah. That's going to be a slower game.
Mitchell
gets the Clippers.
It's a tough matchup. Yeah, I can't. It's SGA or Levine, and even then, it's not. I don't think there's a ton of meat left on the bone with both those guys.
No.
I mean, if they're your last piece to throw in, I don't mind it. But
yeah, if you're in that range, just play Booker.
Yep. Because when we're down here, I'd much rather play $7,200 Barrett here.
RJ. lock for cash games. Yep. Absolute.
Just or 6500 put him in on DraftKings. Yep. Just
yeah. Put him in, move on.
Just plug him in and then
don't overthink it.
Yep. 100%. Let's see here. Red Van Vliet, LeVert, really have no interest in a lot of these guys down in this range. McCollum's always in play at this when he's under 7K, just because he can have some big games. But
GPPs and same thing. Don't pair him with Dame.
Yep.
Different lineups.
Yep. That's another rule you set when you're doing these things is don't put them together, especially on massive slates. Really have not. All these guys are priced up. Rose at 6,200. Again, he's priced up to about where he's at. He can always have some big games, but it's against Toronto. GPP only if you wanted to go that route. Can't play Richardson.
No. Nope.
That team healthy. Even Lamb coming back, I really don't have any interest there because I think we could talk down here about your boy Jaylen Brown here.
Yeah, he's underpriced for. I mean, he hasn't been phenomenal, but I mean, this is a big game for Boston.
Yeah.
And he's going to want to show why they paid him.
It is.
Like, so I think he's going to show up for this game. And at 5.7, you can get.
I think.
Seven, eight times value on that.
100%. And I think you don't need to go up to those guys in this cash range because if you look at a Brown and a Barrett, it lets you pay up at other positions. And both those guys are going to be underpriced for the minutes and production they can bring. So I don't mind going Brown and cash at that price.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
I'm actually pretty comfortable playing him in cash tonight at that 5,700.
Yeah, 5,700 is nice. I mean, he's.
Because at 20. 25 to 27, if that's five times, he's
5,500 on DraftKings.
He's done that, except for the first game where he got into foul trouble. He's done that. He got 46.8 and 30.8.
Yeah. I love that price. 5,500 on DraftKings, even. I don't mind it. It's a better price on FanDuel, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Rob J must have come in late. He said, are Russell and Curry okay together in GBPs? No. Negative.
No.
Do not do that. Do not play them together. Dude, we just talked. There's a few guys like
stacking is not a thing in NBA 99% of the time.
Nope. Unless they're cheap value, that's the only time you can look at it. And then they're going to get a ton of minutes. It rarely happens. Just don't do it. What's up, Ali? 8022? What's going on, man? Yeah, wet money's taking care of him. No, yeah. Like you said, there's a couple instances we'll let you know, and that's one of them. Down here below the 4K range, man, is there anybody that's wetting your whistle down here that you were looking at to play? I think it's kind of a thin position tonight for me at small forward. Like, I don't really want to go below. I mean, you can chase that Damian Lee, you know, spike
no.
game at 39.
If anyone you can play down here, it's Poole if he starts.
If he starts. So
if he starts. He's playable in GPPs.
3,700. Yep.
Not cash.
No.
He's like, too... I think that Damian Lee game is an absolute outlier.
Yep. I think he's going to get some ownership because of it. And if he starts Poole, it's tough to play him because, you know, it's Curry. Everybody gets all the usage, you know? And so it's just kind of a team.
Plus, you got RJ.
Yeah. I just.
RJ's borderline lock at that with that price and opportunity.
Yep.
And then, I mean, Brown at 5,700. Like, hey. You really going to pay down 2K when you got value at power forward?
Yeah, I think tonight you're looking at don't go below Brown on FanDuel.
Yeah,
I agree. Head over to DraftKings and see if there's anyone value-wise that sticks out at the shooting guard position here. Eric Gordon's 3,900. You got anything for him? I just can't play. He just it's not the same dude. I can't do it. Bogdanovich, man, 3,800. Boy, he fell off here on DraftKings a bunch.
Yeah.
That's interesting. GPP play at 3,800. We could see some value there.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Racing Dirt. Let's see here.
I don't mind Okogie at 3,800 on DraftKings. This is a game where they'll need him more, too, defensively.
Defensively, yeah. Yeah, I can see
Glenn
that.
Robinson, 3.6K. That's not a bad – that's playable.
Yeah. I mean,
he's been producing.
All these guys are kind of filler pieces for me. No one's like, I'm not.
It's no one I'm going out of my way to play. Nope. But if it's like Poole's 3,200, it's
no. I think the value is going to be in the front court tonight. So I don't think you're going to be paying more the mid range and up at these guard positions. So like I said, with RJ Barrett taking one of these positions, you know, and we talked about Brown even. It's kind of like you don't need to go down here, you know. So Yeah, let's head back over and check out small forward. Giannis, man, it's 11-6. What are you doing with Giannis? I mean, Giannis is always in play, man.
He loves beating up on
He
Boston.
does. That's what I was going to tell you. I was going to say, I hate to bring it up because I know
No, he loves beating up on the Celtics.
I know you're a Celtics guy, so, but if you're going to bring it up, yes, he does. He likes to
The
beat
only
up
thing
on the
that
Celtics.
sucks, though, is we don't have Horford anymore because Horford loves playing the Bucks. I don't know what it is. He gets like a 50 burger anytime he plays the Bucks. I don't know. It made no sense, but
No.
he it, it
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can go there today. I haven't built any lineups yet. I don't know how he fits, but Giannis is going to be in play every slate because he just
Yeah.
has 80-point
He's
upside
like
in
a
30 minutes.
Davis,
Yeah, he's just
but without the injury.
yes, yeah. Have to worry about the injury. So, and it's and again, I'm playing him over Kawhi Leonard every day, and twice on Sundays for 1,300 more. Like I'm just not going to go there. There's just no reason to. Cause, playing Utah and the game's going to be slowed down. I don't need to go there. Siakam's just seems to be hovering around this 8,600 price point, man.
He's been frustrating though.
He has
He
been.
keeps getting into foul trouble.
Yep.
And that
He's
wasn't
got to
really
stop
something
that.
he did last year.
Nope, it
So it's
wasn't.
like,
It's something I'm kind of just on this slate. I think I just need to stay away from it. When we can come down a few notches here to, like we talked about, Kelly Oubre, that we get almost a 2K savings in that game that we like.
he'll have low ownership tonight too, probably.
Yeah, I don't see a bunch of people getting on him. I think people will go to Tobias Harris or go down to maybe Hayward, which I a mistake. And look how consistent he's been. Minutes have been there. And yeah, man, at 7K, if you're going to tell me I'm getting 35 to 40 out of a guy, plug him in. Plug him in. Yeah, Wet Money says with Leonard gone, Siakam has to take more on more of a defensive role. I get that. He's just got to learn to, be in the position. And not, take these cheap fouls because they add up in a hurry, man. Until
He's
he figures that out.
self-aware, at least, because
Yep. Oh, he is.
he has said publicly,
Yes.
he's like, I need to stop doing this.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Unlike Jaren Jackson and some of these other folks, he's definitely self-aware, and I'm sure he will correct it. And when he does, he's going to be putting up these 60 bombs, man.
Yep.
So he's a guy I
I
would
think,
not take out of your
honestly,
pool,
tonight in GPPs, I'm going to
against
have.
Detroit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a great. Who's going to stop him on Detroit, man?
No one.
No, Wood's not going to stop him. Freaking Morris isn't going to stop him. What are they going to put a little stick boy out there? What's his name?
Thon.
Thonmaker? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. They hate going
Thon
out.
Thon.
Yeah, that guy. Every time he's out there, I'm like, what are you doing? Let's see. How do you guys feel about our OG? So we're still in small forward coming down here a little bit. Yeah, there's OG at 6,100
He's
again.
priced up.
Yep.
And I think the only reason he's went off the past two games is because Siakam got into foul trouble.
I agree. And
That's.
this would be one of the things that their prices, that'd be another rule for me. One of each. If you're going to play OG, don't play
Yeah.
Siakam. Don't play them together.
I mean, he has gone off, but I mean, you got to look at some of the peripheral stats he's got in there. That first game where he got 42, he had four blocks and a steal. And then against Orlando, he had two blocks and five steals.
Yeah. I
That's just
mean,
not consistently
nope.
going to happen.
Nope. Over over on DraftKings he's 4,700. It's a little bit more
That's a
palatable.
much better play on
Yeah,
DraftKings,
on
yeah.
DraftKings. So yeah, 4,700. And then the same, price point here. We got Isaac and TJ Warren.
Isaac
Bogdanovich.
finally, Isaac came around last game.
He did. He's got upside. I mean,
Yeah.
there you go, 46. At 6,500, he's a GPP play only because you can see the floor on this guy. But those steals and blocks add up, and that's he
He's
can
the
get
one who's
there.
consistent with those, at least. He
Yes,
is.
that's his game. It's very much his game. And so that's a good price on him. I'd much rather play him over at Hayward or Nance.
Yep.
Warren, it kind of, to me, is just way too erratic. It's really hard to play him. If
And
Lamb is
if
back, it
Lamb's
hurts.
back, yeah,
Yeah, I
that
just got
kills
to
him.
stay away with that. Marcus Morris is always interesting to me. Just because of, just seems like he's got random games where he blows up. Again, it's the Knicks. It's Fizdale.
Yeah,
So
that's.
if you want to go down that path, but I just want to point out he does have some games where he can put up some points here, man. I mean, he's got that first game he put up a 40 burger, but you got some of these other crap games in there. So If he sees some minutes, he can get there, but no one's going to own him. His brother Markieff's down here at 4'6".
Bojan's even playable tonight, honestly.
He is.
He's been scoring a shitload for Utah.
Yeah, and it's like, well, what do you think they put Kawhi on?
It's not going to be him.
It's going to be Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to put him on Bojan. Bojan's going to sit out there in three-point line and just drain shots. But he still can drive the hoop and score. It's like he does a little bit of everything.
I'd like if he was under 6K a lot more, but he's playable in GPPs for me. Let's see what he is on DraftKings. 5,500 on DraftKings. That's not bad.
No, that's actually a good price. Andrew asked real quick back in point guard. He asked thoughts on Isaiah Thomas, you know, this first game back. The problem is he's only going to be playing like 20 minutes. Yeah, he put up 25 DraftKings points in 19 minutes, but you think
they priced him up.
Yeah, so he's 4K on DraftKings. What is he on
FanDuel? 4,700 on FanDuel. That's a fade for me.
Yeah, he's got to do a ton to hit that, so I don't really think we need to go there. Luke Kennard, 5,100. I think that's kind of priced up there on
It's not bad, but it's not great.
Yeah, same. He's going to see 30 minutes. 4,800 on DraftKings. He's a guy, you know, he's like a 10%er play for me if I was MME and, you know, kind of throw him in there because he can. But it's like he's priced up to a point he's not going to crush anything. So we could talk a little bit about Bazemore. You know, with Collins being out, he's going to see a little bit more run. But at 49, it's like there's a ton of meat left on the bone.
Yeah.
Really, there's not a ton down here that I'm in love with. We talked about Glenn Robinson a little bit, about 4,400. It's not a bad price. He's he does, like, you know, you take, you know, 5X at first game, almost 8X this price in that Pelicans game. If he's going to see around 30 minutes, you know, I don't mind if you're going to punt down here in that range.
Yeah, I don't think Chris is going to be playing much in this game. So,
no. Nope.
I think Kerr quickly realized they might have made a mistake keeping him.
But, you know, we got to look at guys here like, you know, I can't really go Bonga, Hood in that same situation in Portland. If they go small, we could see a lot more run of Bazemore and Hood. So I don't mind taking those guys in the
thought. Hood's not bad. He's getting 30 minutes a game. So, yep. I mean.
Yeah, at that price, I don't mind him at all. Definitely a no problem there. And then you talked about Okogie a little bit here at 4,400.
If he was a little bit cheaper, if he was like 3,800 to 3,900, I'd have a lot more interest. But the 44 is like, that's like right at value, even if he plays a few more minutes tonight because they'll need him defensively.
Then Hezonja, you know, saw 18 minutes there off the bench, didn't get the start. Tolliver did. Put up 22 and 18. You know, I mean, he's not a bad piece if you're looking. If those guys are out, I don't mind a guy like him, you know, as a value piece. There's a lot of guys there in this 4K range. It kind of worked. They're not like slate breakers, but they can hit that 5X mark to help you get to your cash line. So even Bertans has been looking pretty decent. You know, it's against Houston. He can shoot the rock. You know, look at that. I mean, 4K, that's not bad.
Especially if they're getting minutes. They're getting blown out.
Yep. So no problem with Bertans down there. And other than that, there's nobody I really like down here. I don't think nobody we need to go to. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
And then value-wise on DraftKings, who do we got here we can look at? Again, Tolliver, 3,200 if he's starting. It's still
Isaac's only 5,400 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I like that. I like that price better than on FanDuel. So,
yeah. OG, 4,700. That's a pretty good price for
Just looking at the top here, you know, 10-8 for Giannis over here is pricey. I don't really like anyone in this 6K range. Oubre's up to 6,200. I mean, I think he's a better FanDuel play than Draft, but he's still in play. Still in play, but you're just going to Barrett over him if you're deciding between
these anyways. Glenn Robinson, 3,600 on DraftKings.
Yep, it's not a bad play there.
Grant Williams is small forward eligible on DraftKings. For 3.5.
Phil brought up Bridges against Sacramento. What are your thoughts on Bridges?
I don't think you need to go there on 11 games.
Yeah, I don't either.
And it's not like he doesn't really have that much upside with how Washington's been playing.
You know, I mean, he's got one game there. He's seen a ton of minutes. I guess
he just doesn't really have the usage.
I just would go up a little bit more to Isaac and whatnot, or go down a little bit. I think it's kind of a no man's price point there, so I don't really have a ton of interest there. Again, Hazonia's 4K over on DraftKings, a better price over on FanDuel. Hood's 3,800. It's pretty cheap.
Your boy Robinson. Grant.
Yeah, right there. Grant Williams, man.
33.5. And he's small forward eligible, which is nice.
Which is nice, because usually that's a dumpster fire position where you're looking to pay down in cash generally. Unless you, to me, it's like you're either going up, like to Giannis, or you're usually going paying down. Now tonight, you could easily put in. Barrett's only point guard and shooting guard, you know, tonight on DraftKings, so you can't throw him in there. But if he's out at that price, 3,500, and you're gonna see 20 to 22 minutes, he can get value for you. Really like that play.
And it opens up a lot of other things, because that, like you said, that small forward position is usually pretty tough on DraftKings.
It is. So really like that play, but we got to check that Boston news. Other than that, there's, you know, Chetty ain't doing crap, so I ain't worried about that.
He needs Love to be out for him to.
He does. Or Love to get traded or somebody. They just need to get out of Cleveland. Let's head on over to power forward. There you go. Kevin Love, 8,600. I can't believe they're playing him so many minutes. I really thought they would
come. I know. I figured they'd want to keep him safe in like bubble wrap so they could actually get some value for him.
They're not. They're running Thompson and him out there. Like, just looking at his minutes, you know, 33 to 35. I have a hard time paying 8,600 for this guy. I think this is a, you know, we talked about the guards are some positions we're looking to pay up for. And then we'll get the center. There's some, you know, decisions to be made at center that are priced up. I think you're going to be paying down here.
Yeah, I think power forwards where you're going to want to find some value.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm not going to say don't play Love, Sabonis, you know.
I'd rather play Draymond for Draymond 600 less.
100%. I would rather go Draymond here. Much better play there.
Even Sabonis is a little cheaper, and he's against Brooklyn.
Oh, for sure. Yep, I would, you know, bigs against Brooklyn like we always preach. Those would be the plays over Randall and Love for me. Markkanen down here, it's hard to play him. He had that one blow-up game, the first game, 34 minutes, where he just went ungodly 35 and 17, put up 60. But I don't think those are going to be a common occurrence in that offense unless they get some injuries.
I agree.
Tatum at 7,700, I think they're going to need him this game.
And yeah, he's been solid.
He has been.
38, 50, and 38.
He's, you know, so I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all.
And he likes playing the big games too. Like the Toronto game was big for them. That's the game he put up 50.
Yep. So he does for sure.
Got some upside
going there. Gordon, Horford. Like I can't. I have a hard time. I just can't play these guys unless they have injuries. Like I don't.
Gordon has seen a diminished role with. I think Isaac is starting to.
I think Isaac's sucking.
Taking some of his usage from him.
Yep. Yep. I said we'll come down here. PJ Washington's look great, but he's priced up to the point where there's nobody left on the bone. It's kind of like we're talking about Miles a little bit, Bridges.
Yep.
It's very similar to where, you know, there's just nothing left there. Jared Allen's a power forward.
Yep.
Today, so.
But I am not paying 6.1K for him.
Negative. Not when you can come down here and play in Hachimura, man. I'd rather play him.
Yeah, he's looked solid.
Yeah, he has. And he looks solid all summer league, all preseason.
Yeah, they upped his minutes, too.
Yep.
Went from his mid-30s.
Beal ain't doing crap, so someone's got to
score. No, there's some. And I think they're going to want to get him as much experience as they can, so I could see him still playing even if they get blown out.
Yep. So, yeah, Madden for Night Lover asked about Rui or PJ, and I think we answered
Rui.
That. It's Rui if you're going to choose between the two, so definitely go there. Again, we talked about a little bit, if Giles comes back, it hurts. Belicha and Holmes a ton.
Plus Holmes, that was an outlier game.
Big outlier. And 5,900 is insane.
Playing
that. I know it's Charlotte, but if guys come back, there's no reason to do it. Just don't do it to yourself. Now, if Kaminsky, I don't mind paying a little Frank the Tank, man.
Yeah,
5.7.
He's been really good for them.
Yep. If he's going to keep seeing these minutes in the near 30s, man, I have no problem playing him at 5.7. I'd prefer him over all these other guys. So it'd be Rui and Frank the Tank here. Christian Wood, man. What do you think about Christian Wood again? Can you go back there?
I like him.
It's a tough I matchup, do. But that dude is a ball of
I think
energy, man.
They finally realized he's better than Thon and Morris. So, I mean.
It's a GPP play only.
Yes, yes. I'm not playing him in cash.
Nope. And then Saric right down below him, real all over the place. I think Frank's been way
better.
So it's just, to me, it's just Frank in that play. Then we come down here. We talked a little bit about Nerlens Noel if Adams sits.
Yep.
And what do we think about, you know, playing Adams there? I mean, playing Noel there. We think it kind of might
If Adams style. Is out, that's a great cash play.
Yeah, I mean, Noel's going to get run.
He's like he's a little over a fantasy point per minute guy too, and he has some nice block upside. At 3.8K, if he gets 25 plus minutes, it's
yeah. I mean, I would prefer playing that upside over Tolliver starting.
Yeah,
you know,
that's gonna get all day.
I mean, he caught 28 minutes and saw 24 fantasy points. I'm not saying you can't play him, but for upside wise, if everyone's going to Tolliver, Noel's the guy you play. He's got way more upside. But if Tolliver's going to slide down that starting lineup again, 3,700, I'm not going to beat you up over playing a guy like that in cash games if he's going to, you know, at that price. And then, yeah, down here a little bit. We talked about him earlier. Where's he at? Where's old Grant?
Grant, 3.5.
3.5. If Dice is out, we know Cantor's already out. This is the guy you play in cash. I mean, he's going to get you that. You play him in cash. I mean, so this is kind of what we're talking about, you know. You want to play these guys in GPPs. I mean, you want to look at position scarcity, and we just think that power forward is a pay-down position. There's too many guys here that are going to see 20, 30 minutes that are 3K. And 3,500 on FanDuel at min price, that's almost a lock button play for me if Dice is out. That might be just
and then
man.
Your GPP pivot is probably Ersan Ilyasova.
Yeah,
Ersan, or that he's playing 20 minutes a game, and they like playing him a few little minute extra minutes in like bigger games like this, like against Boston.
Great call there. I mean, I love watching Ersan play too. That guy plays some defense, man. He loves taking a charge.
Yeah,
but he starts out there, and what's great about Ersan too is if for some reason Giannis got into foul trouble, then he just goes
nuclear.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that's one of those things where it's really nice to have in your pool. So I think you just go in here and play a lot of these pay down at the spot, man, completely. Don't even pay.
Yeah, if you're not paying for Draymond, just pay down.
Just pay down.
Draymond's like my only, because he has triple-double potential.
100%. And they realized last game they're going to need him if they're going to win.
Just yeah. Period.
They need him. Yep. They need his. If they don't, they're not going to win crap.
As long as he doesn't go punching people in the balls, he should be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right. but it is Draymond. All right, man. Center, this is where the decision's going to be made.
Yeah,
here.
This is tough.
And it's tough. I mean, all these guys, Cat and Bede and Drummond. What do you do with that mess?
I don't know yet.
I mean,
I like the matchup with Cat and Embiid, but they're both over 11K.
Yep.
And Cat's not a lock, and like he was a few nights ago, because you have the, like you said, you have Cat, Embiid, and Drummond, so you can't lock him in, like, even if he has 80 upside. So does Embiid.
This is in a spot where, like, that one night where we were winning a lot of that money where we locked in Cat, like, I can't do that this slate.
No.
Like, all these guys.
I mean, you know, Drummond's price has come down, but...
Yeah, but he's still got 60-point upside, too.
Yeah, and Gasol. I mean, I know he's old now, but...
Yeah, it's still. I think I'd rank him Towns and Cash and Embiid and GPPs and with Drummond and GPPs.
Yeah.
But I'd rank him probably in that order, Cat, Embiid, Drummond. But it's so close. Like, it's going to make or break your night. And I think it's hard to pay completely down at this position. Like we talked a little bit way down here, you know, Time Lord is 4,500. It's not like you're getting a big discount on.
Yeah, you're not getting anything great there.
No, but he's a guy I would have in my pool if those guys are out. It's not like I wouldn't play him because he does have upside there. I don't really want anything in this mid range. I don't want Gobert.
No.
Vooch, you know, I really don't want Capella. Like, Whiteside at 7,500 is a little interesting if Adams is out.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a little bit of him. Turner against Brooklyn, we talked about it. Biggs against Brooklyn.
GPPs, absolutely.
Yep. Like, I don't mind going there. Don't really want a whole lot of Bryant going up against.
No, not again. Not at over 7K either.
Nope. Harrell going up against, you know, Gobert. Don't really want a whole lot of that. No. I'd rather just go up to Turner. Kind of skipped over Tristan Thompson. What do you think about him?
I'd rather play Turner.
Yeah. I just like the matchup better.
I just don't know. I don't see them, how they can keep playing him over 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
So, Wet Money asks, why no Vooch? Vooch is 8,500, and he's in a place I don't really want. He just never sees massive minutes. He hasn't put over 40 fantasy points yet. Isaac
no, a little and bit. So does Gordon.
Gordon, I mean, as well. So, they're just so spread out there.
Plus, they're trying to get Bamba more minutes, and that's going to affect him, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, last year, Bamba's getting 10 minutes. Yep. So, Vooch is getting those 30 to 33 minutes that he played. Now they're playing Bamba like 20 minutes a game. So it's,
yeah,
it's just kind of kills his ceiling.
So Milk and Cereal says, who's getting all the boards for Phoenix with Golden State shot attempts? I think it's Frank the Tank, man. And it's Oubre is going to be all over that place.
Baines is even in play there too.
Yep. What's Baines' price here? Is he
4.7 on FanDuel.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely, you know, it's like, if Thies is out, I think I'd rather have Time Lord, but I think you're going to have less Super ownership on Baines.
On DraftKings. 4.2 on DraftKings.
I like that price.
That's a little better, yeah.
It's not some smash play, but I don't think
If he was getting 25-plus minutes, that's a near lock button, but he's playing like 20 to 24 tops.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before the show here. Cody Zeller, man. What is up with Cody Zeller?
I don't...
6,600. And look at those games, though. You know, like, I mean, look at that. The minutes aren't, like, crazy. He just had that super crazy three-block, three-steal game. You know, that adds up a ton on FanDuel. But, I mean, still he's putting up 14-13, 19-14. Those are respectable. But
I think he's priced right at value.
I do, too. It's not someone I would force in if you want.
Yeah, I don't think the three-block, three-steal, I think that's kind of an outlier game.
Nope. And then... for me, there's nothing. I mean, after you get past Baines and Time Lord here, I don't want anything to do with Deadman with, again, Giles coming back.
No.
I don't want nothing there. You could play, for me, a couple of these guys. Like, if you really wanted to punt, you think he's going to get a blowout, you know, Maurice Wagner. Dude loves to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, if he sees some blowout time, I mean, the dude's a usage hog on that second unit. Loves to chuck the rock. Hell, if he put up 22, even at 3,500, I wouldn't mind it in the GPP. But, I mean, I'm hoping for they just get smashed and he's out there for 25 minutes and he puts up a 35-burger and then you're like, oh, 10X, sweet.
So GPP, like, for sure.
GPP guy, I wouldn't mind throwing him in there. Prefer him over a Bamba, because I think that game's going to be closer and I can see Washington getting smashed here if Houston wants to do it. Go over to DraftKings real quick and see if that – you know, what are the prices we have for those top three dogs here? You know, they got Embiid priced up 100 more than Towns.
Yeah.
Towns'
price is very enticing on DraftKings.
On DraftKings, he is. I think it's a little bit easier decision for me there.
Yeah.
But it's like, is he going to keep hitting? I think he's almost shooting 50% from threes. It's something insane. And then it just scares me, because if he goes down the paint, Embiid's just going to body him out.
He's going to eat him alive.
Like, it's like, get out of here. So it kind of, to me, it hurts his rebounds a little bit. That shot has to be falling.
Yeah.
So it's a scary proposition, really, for all these guys. Like, if Embiid wants to dominate Cat, he will.
Yeah, like, definitely.
I'm sorry, just there's nothing you can do there. So I don't know. I want to look into it a little bit more to see exactly who I want for cash and tournaments. But you got to look at all those guys.
Christian Wood, 4K on DraftKings.
4K, yep.
Ilyasova, 3,400.
Oh, Illy's only, get out of here. 3,400?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to play some Illy on DraftKings.
That's same price as Mo.
Yep.
This Noel, 3,300.
Yeah, Wagner's 3,400. Love that. Yeah,
Noel, 33.
Yeah,
if Adams is out, that's a lock on cash. In cash.
Yeah, because, I mean, he can, like I said, they could go small and just run. But at 3,300, you don't need to do a lot. I love him on FanDuel because he gets those blocks and 3 points from blocks and steals. Tristan Oliver says, is Draymond a cash or GPP play on FanDuel 8K? I think you can play either or.
Both.
I think it depends on how your lineup construction is, but you can play him either or. Who's the mid-range cash center play?
I don't think there is one.
Says, I don't think, like, even if I'm looking at FanDuel and I'm
I don't think there is one.
I wouldn't really. I like
maybe Baines, but
I don't. It's tough. One that I feel extremely comfortable with playing. Like, no. I like these guys, like, have upside. Whiteside, Thompson, Turner all have upside at that price, but they all have risk associated with them. I just don't know. I mean, check over DFS Army later and see the cheat sheets, and I'm sure, you know, ask, you know, Mutt and Madness, you know, who they like here, you know, later in the day, and I'm sure we'll have a clearer picture of who we like, but I really don't know who I really want to go on to here.
But yeah, there's really no one I like in that mid range.
Really not. And you know, he's still
I mean,
5,500 for Kaminsky on DraftKings.
Yeah.
That's I mean, man. Look at Marcus Robinson's only 5,300.
He's not getting the minutes, though. That's the problem.
It's freaking Fizdale, man.
It's annoying.
18, 20. Get out of here. That dude got 30 minutes. You just lock him in.
Yep.
But it's Fizdale, and he'll screw you.
I mean.
Time Lord, 4,600? Nope.
Maybe. And this maybe is a maybe.
Out. I'm not saying yeah. He's a maybe for sure.
Yeah.
It's still
DeAndre games. Jordan, if he starts.
4,700.
Because yeah. Turner doesn't rebound.
No, he doesn't. He's going to be on the three-point line, hanging out, waiting to – yeah, he does not rebound. We saw Drummond both times that he played Drummond. Drummond almost got a 20-20 the second time.
Yep.
Saw 40-20, I think, the first time he played him. So, yeah, he's whoever starts there, I hope he does. I mean, if he does, I like that price
if a lot. He starts, he's a – that would probably be your mid-range cash play if you have to.
If you have to. Agree. Glad we don't have to – play Chris and Spellman, all these guys in our lives with Cauley Steinbeck. We talked about Ellie and Wagner here. And that's about it, man. There's
I like that price on Ellie on DraftKings a lot.
I do too. When he said that,
no one's gonna be on him either.
Nope. And then you're hoping, man, if Giannis gets into foul trouble, you're just like, oh man, count the stacks. Because he's gonna score. He's gonna do a little everything, man. So yeah, I think appreciate Racing Dirt. Thanks, man. Appreciate the who else got any questions going on here? Brooke Lopez on FanDuel. Tony asked, what do you think here?
No. I don't think he's what's he like 6K?
5,800.
Yeah, I don't know. Not for me.
Would you like him more if Vice is out and he's got to go against Time Lord and Grant? I mean, would you have more interest then?
Not really, honestly.
Yeah.
He doesn't rebound. He just hangs out at the three-point line.
I agree.
And if his shot's not falling, he's it's tough.
Vance asked, what about Kyrie over DraftKings at 8,700? He's asking about cash. I just can't play him in cash at that price.
Not a bad price, though.
It's not a bad price. It's better than on FanDuel.
It's just his scoring dependency is...
That's what's
you think cool. If he thinks he's going to score 40 plus points every game, then
yep, throw him right in there. I mean, he'll be in my pool for sure tonight. 87 on DraftKings.
Oh yeah,
that's just a great price for him compared to over at FanDuel. But I mean, like I feel more comfortable going down to say on DraftKings to SGA 6,900. You know, that just feels safer to me for what he does.
Or RJ.
Yep. Oh yeah, RJ's like you just throw him in here and. He's almost a lock button play, even at that price, you know, where there's, it's just like, he just feels so damn safe at the minutes he's going to get. So, oh man. It says, they just announced Theis is active. Well, damn it. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll go back and dig into this more. I think it was fun, man. Appreciate doing this.
Yeah.
But, again, we will we'll have everything out. Are you doing
Tears. I got Tears, yeah. I got Tears and Valley Traps.
And Valley Traps, sweet.
So I'll be doing both of those.
Look for both of those. And again, if you're not a part of DFS Army,
the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the value is insane, man. I mean, there's another site out there that gives you.
You're going to be paying that for one sport.
Yep.
Every other site will say. What we get a month. And you get every sport.
Everything. And we're crushing everything, man. Golf's still going on. NASCAR. It's just insane. So, yeah, use promo code Twitch. Save 20% off. And Superdraft, man. Superdraft. People have been killing it. Can you play Superdraft over there? Because I can't.
Yeah, I can.
You can't?
Yeah.
Oh, you suck. Been
awesome.
Man. You suck. I wish I could. I see everybody crushing it. I'm like, man, I wish I could play this. Stick in Indiana. They'll screw things up. But yeah, for myself and Mutt, we'll see you tomorrow. Can you show up tomorrow? Or you got to work tomorrow?
No, I'm working Friday. So
Friday, okay.
I'm awesome. Good for tomorrow.
Sweet. Well, see you tomorrow, and thanks again.
Yep. See you guys.